What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Among Us podcast. My name is Zenith, and I am so valid. I am joined today by Yoshi Booby, Luna, Jubs, and Burgerman, of course. And boys, do I have a special guest for you today? Shit. Boys, I got a surprise today, and that surprise is our very own special guest on the Among Us podcast. After all this time, we finally got our first special guest. Clap it up for our special guest, everybody.
Yo, Ronald's clapping down there.
This man is known... Our special guest is known as the king of lit functions, giving advice to all of us normies on TikTok. Not only is he super buff, but he also pulls all the shotties without needing to consume any sort of alcoholic beverages. He's amassed a following of over 150,000 loyal function attendees and is honestly my favorite TikToker of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Huncho Nick. Let's go.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so glad I could attend this super lit function.
Oh, thank you for coming to our function, Nick.
Of course.
Look, we got a lot of questions to ask you. And I don't want to waste any time, so let's just get into it, all right? So, Nick.
Actually, I have a question for you first, Zen. I'm sorry. The way you said shawty at the start makes me think, like, this man has never seen a shawty in his life.
Look, no. Huncho can vouch for me, buddy. I'm valid, right?
Yeah, I think you're one of the most valid because you let me come on with you guys.
Thank you. See, Yoshi, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm valid. Yeah. If I get no shouties, I'll be honest. All right, so Huncho... Huncho, I'm just curious. That was a terrible... Huncho, what's it like being the king of all the functions? And how did you learn all your amazing advice?
Well, even though it looks like I have a lot of fun at all the functions, it's really hard because everybody invites me to their functions and they think I can go to all of them. But I have to weigh out which ones are the super lit functions and which ones are just like the normal lit functions. So like, I feel bad saying no to some people, but if the function is not lit, I'm not going.
So, like, what defines that? What makes the function super lit? Like,
so the function's lit if there's juniors and seniors. There's lots of shawties that are valid, 10 or above, nothing less. There has to be lots of water, no alcoholic beverages, no devil's lettuce, and no vaping at all. And if there's no dance floor and I can't get jiggy, I'm not going.
You can't get jiggy with it?
No, I need to get jiggy with all the shawties on the dance floor or I'm not coming.
Huncho, that's incredible. Yeah. Honestly, I remember going to some functions when I was a freshman in college, and honestly, like, none of them were as valid as the ones that you talk about. Like, there were no shotties, there were always alcoholic beverages.
I don't know. When I see freshmen and sophomores at the function, it's just not as lit.
Yeah, honestly, dude. Like, even when I was a freshman, I'm like, bro, this is just not lit. And I was a freshman.
Yeah, I know.
We had Kirby Air Ride.
Yeah, you just have video games, you're a gamer?
I will say, though, during my last semester dorming, I had these guys, I'll admit, they're my friends, but they did try and offer me, you gotta make sure no one's listening, the devil's lettuce, quite a few times, like right behind the window.
They offered you that stuff?
They offered it all the time, I never took it, because I was always listening to your advice, alright?
I hope you said no.
It's day one.
Absolutely. I tried shooing them away. They kept coming back because they lived there.
To throw you out.
That's crazy. The good thing you didn't accept that. That's illegal.
Yeah, that's
stuff. You wouldn't be allowed on the podcast if you took it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, dude. That would not be valid.
You can die and go to jail for life.
That's true. So you're talking about how you've been invited to so many functions, Nick. And I'm just curious, like, what was the point when you realized that, like, you've been invited to so many functions and you've been so lit that you realized that you had all this knowledge to share with us just normal people? Like, when was the time you realized you had that aha moment?
It was just at the end of my senior year of high school when I looked back on all my functions and I was like, wow, I really can help people, because I remember, like you said, when I was a freshman and sophomore, I didn't go to a lot of functions, but when I did, they were not lit. So I knew once I became a junior and senior, I had to get the functions lit. And I just wanted people to know, like, what they can do to get their functions lit. Because, like you said, it's the worst times. Nothing's worse than going to a function that's not lit. Because then I just have to come my mommy pick me up, and that's no fun for anybody.
I completely agree, honestly. Those high school functions, bro. Wait until you get to the college functions.
Yeah, I'm excited to hug some college shawties.
Oh, no, yeah, I totally get that. Yeah, the college shoddies really be hitting different. And you said that you were a senior in high school, so you're going to be a freshman in college.
Yeah, but actually, I'm not going to be an actual freshman. I'm going to be what they call a super senior, because I have the qualities of a senior, but I'm going to be a freshman. So it's like I'm basically still a senior.
Oh, so wait, so what about when you're a sophomore? How would that work?
I'll just be a super duper senior. But then when I become a junior, I'll just be a junior, because juniors are lit too.
Oh, so how would they, I don't know, what are like the parameters for being a super senior? I'd love to be a super senior. How do I get lit like that?
So if you want to be a super senior, you have to be qualified. You have to be technically a freshman or sophomore, but you have to have all the qualities of a senior. So then like, if you see someone who's actually a freshman, you're like, oh, that's a freshman. But if it's a cool senior who's a freshman in college, but they were lit in high school, then they're classified as a super senior, as long as they carry those lit qualities on to the college functions.
Oh, so they're a super senior if they're lit.
Yeah.
They're valid. That makes sense. All right. Yeah. It's curious. My Luna just sent me a picture of
very valid.
He sent me the picture of you calling me valid, but it's made with Among Us twerking. Speaking of Among Us, I guess we could segue into that. We're all gamers here. We're all fucking, you know, we all got anime pictures. We're all loser gamers here. But I'm curious, do you play any games on the side when you're not getting super lit?
Yeah, I actually do. I used to have a PS4, but then all my friends got Xbox, so I switched to Xbox. And although I don't play all the time, not as much as I used to, I still like to play. Like, me and my friends make Minecraft worlds, or we play like Call of Duty, or we play NBA 2K. I also like that game, but I'm not very good at sports games, but I like to play them.
Oh, you play NBA? You got a favorite team?
Yeah, my favorite team is the Brooklyn Nets, since I live in New York.
Oh, really? You're a New Yorker?
Yeah. But I'm not a bandwagoner, I swear. I've been a fan since they had D'Angelo Russell. He was my favorite
player. Like Brook Lopez and all that?
Oh, no, I don't like Brook Lopez.
Oh, but they used to have him, I'm saying.
Yeah, but now he's on the Bucks and they're in the finals.
Oh, yeah, they're cringe, bro. Not going to lie. There are no Nets.
That's a gaming thing for a second, though. What did I tell you? I had like a bet placed down. I knew Huncho was a natural-born PlayStation gamer. What did I tell you?
Yeah, we made a bet that you were a GameCube guy.
Nah, I wasn't having shit. It. PlayStation.
Do you ever have a GameCube, Huncho? Do you ever have a GameCube?
I don't never had a GameCube. I don't think I was old enough for that. I had a DS and a Wii, though.
What games did you play on the DS?
On the DS, I like playing Mario Kart, Super Mario Brothers. I like Pokemon. I beat like almost like when I was a little kid, I played all the Pokemon games. And I like playing Plants vs. Zombies, too.
Oh. All right. That makes sense.
Zen, your podcaster voice sounds a lot like Crazy Dave.
I am like... It is really hot in my room right now because I turned my AC off for the podcast.
Why did you turn your AC off?
Because the podcast, it would get in the mic. I have the podcast voice on. Sorry, I got to take a drink of water.
Struggling over there?
But as long as it's water. It's
no,
water.
No, it's no alcoholic beverages. I was about to swear.
I'm just drinking my own sweat, are you?
I'm drinking my own sweat. I was actually just outside all day, but fuck, I'm actually drinking some Poland spring water. Because favorite
that
brand.
Valid. That's the most valid.
That's your better? Favorite.
Yeah.
Poland Spring or Aquafina?
Poland Spring. Poland Springs for sure.
Who would win a fight?
What's the worst water?
The worst water? Maybe like Dasani or like some like off-brand water. Because then you don't even know if it's actually water.
It could be alcoholic.
Yeah, it could be alcoholic water. Yeah, last thing I need is some of that stuff in a water bottle. I'm not going to say it though because I don't want to get my mommy to get mad at me.
Yeah, of course, of course.
My mommy left, so I'm good.
Lucky. If my mommy left, I'd throw a lit function at my crib tonight.
Would we be invited?
Oh, yeah, of course you guys can slide to the function.
What if, even without any shoddies? Because I don't have any shoddies on my phone, you know?
No, that's cool. I'll just invite a bunch of my shoddies and then we can get super lit. Just like Netflix and like a bunch of shoddies.
Like hug a bunch of shoddies.
Yeah, like at least 500 of them.
500 shoddies?
Yeah.
You gotta tell me. You gotta tell me how you pull all these shoddies, bro.
Oh, well, it's kind of a secret, but since you guys are my friends, I'll tell you. It's like I go to all these functions and like they see me with like my shirt off and like me playing water pong and stuff. And they're like, oh, you're so handsome. Can we please have your phone number? And I'm like, yeah, if you guys want it. So I give him my phone number And then I say, I'll invite you to the next function, and they're there right away. They're at my front door.
It's like,
dude, I'm still getting jiggy just naturally.
Yeah, it happened.
I can't believe it, man. It's crazy. Honestly, sorry, I was taking a drink of water. I was hearing about you talking about water pong. And I remember in my college parties, we used to play this forbidden game called alcoholic beverage pong. And I would never, you know, drink the alcoholic beverage. But I'm just curious, is that like the same game or is it just played completely different? Because, I mean, I don't know if you played it with an alcoholic beverage, like maybe it was at a, you know, not very valid function. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on.
Well, I accidentally played it one time because I thought there was water in the cups, but there was alcoholic beverages. And then once I saw that, I actually ended up leaving. But, you know, the rules were kind of similar, but it wasn't as fun because they were, like, throwing the balls off the table. Like, they couldn't throw it correctly. So it wasn't any fun.
They were, like, bouncing it?
No, like, they just couldn't hit the cups because I think they had too many alcoholic beverages.
Oh, they were too sloshed.
Yeah, so, like, we ended up just sitting there and just, like, I made them all, but my teammate was just missing. And then I left when I realized they were alcoholic beverages.
Oh, man, you hate to see it, honestly.
Yeah, and then I threw my own function with, like, 500 shorties.
And then you hugged all of them.
Yeah, hugged and kissed.
You kissed, too? Kind of a pick. Whoa, this is a new detail.
On the cheek.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I'm afraid to say that on TikTok because I feel like they would get mad at me if I said the word kissed.
Yeah, they'd probably ban you for a week.
Yeah.
Like they did.
He's not banned for showing off those gigantic muscles.
Yeah, TikTok was like, your muscles are too big, we have to ban you for a week.
It's kind of crazy. I want to talk about that for a little bit. Like that TikTok ban? Because like, yeah, what do you do?
Well, it's hard because my videos get taken down for minor safety. Which I read into the guidelines, and it's like, you can't promote, like, alcoholic beverages and stuff and, like, anything like that. Which is why I say water and say don't drink alcoholic beverages. But I'm in a group chat with some TikTok people, and they say it can be because my shirt is off. But that's hard because my shirt's off in all my videos. So when I'm unbanned, I'm going to try wearing, like, a tank top and maybe see if that works. But if not, I think it's because I say the word shawties or I say, like, functions and stuff. And I think, like, they think when I say water, they think I mean alcoholic beverages. But that's not fair to assume that I'm saying that.
Well, it's weird because you're, like, you know, you're denouncing the use of alcoholic beverages in
exactly.
my opinion.
Exactly. Exactly.
The opposite, in fact.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of, we should riot. That's crazy, honestly. And, like, now you're on your other account. You can't even go live because you don't got 1,000 followers, I think.
Yeah, it has to be 1,000, but hopefully whenever I get unbanned from posting on the 13th, I'll just take it slow. Because last thing I want to do is get my account fully banned, because that would be the worst day ever.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Yeah, that would stink.
Well, don't worry. If you ever need your videos, I have a lot of them on standby, because these people can vouch for me here. In a group chat, every time I see your videos on your For You page, I post them. And then I always tell them, like, guys, new tip. You got to watch it.
He obsessed with
it. It's not
like a guideline for his life.
It's literally like I'm trying to learn how to be valid.
It's been, I think, more than a month straight at this point.
Hey, man. I'm a big fan. I've said this before.
I see is Huncho Nick TikToks. I don't see any other ones.
They're pretty great.
My For You page is Huncho Nick.
Yeah, Huncho Nick TikTok. That's the best TikTok.
That was Stan Nick.
So you said you weren't really as much of a gamer, but I've said this, you know, previously, but we're all like anime pitcher gamers out here. So I just want to know if there's any tips to transition to becoming a valid function attender.
Well, you could still be valid at the function and play video games. I like video games and I play them like I play them. But sometimes the functions just take over and I have to go get lit with the shorties, you know what I mean? But there's nothing wrong with taking a night off and playing games with the boys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, playing some Fortnite, playing some Minecraft.
Yeah, like, I love crafting with the boys.
Hitting to craft with the boys.
Air ride.
That is valid, absolutely. That sort of brings me back, though. Yeah, you said about bringing all these shorties to the house with Netflix and on. All I'm thinking in that time is, like if I were in that situation, I'd be sitting there watching Breaking Bad, Season 3, Episode 6, and I'd have to tell the shorties, like, shush a little, because, like, they're all constantly whispering. I don't got captions on.
Yeah, like, they're all trying to hug me and stuff, but I need to focus on what I'm watching.
fuck, what was I going to say? Okay, speaking of the shoddies, you said that you hug a lot of them. I'm curious if you know, and it doesn't have to be off the top of your head, you can make an estimate. How many shoddies in total have you actually hugged?
2,247.
Oh, you have a number?
Yep.
Oh, that's okay. Do you remember like the milestone when you hit like number 1,000 or?
Yeah, I remember my 1,000th hug. She was an absolute 10 out of 10, and I was at my friend's birthday party function, but his parents were home. It wasn't as lit as it could have been, but it was still pretty lit. And I was leaving, and her friend was going in for the hug, but she just pushed her out of the way and gave me this big hug. And I hugged her around the waist, and I smiled, and I shook my head. And then I said, wow, this is the best night ever. Well, it's one of my best night evers. I have a lot of them.
Yeah, you talk about how you have some crazy lit functions. Because you just, like, there's one where, like, you had to hug two at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Is it, like, can you tell some stories about, like, the functions, like, some lit functions? If you have any.
Was the double hug as good as, like, the milestone birthday function hug? Or?
It's hard to rank them. It really is. But I will say, hugging two shorties at one time was definitely one of the coolest. Because I was leaving, and these two shorties were, like, arguing about who gets to hug me first. And I said, whoa, 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 shorties, like, I can just hug both of you at the same time. So then, like, they came in for the hug. After I asked for consent, obviously. You have to ask for consent. Hugged them, and then I hugged a couple more, and then I left. But, you know, it's hard to rank which hugs are the best. Because your 1,000th hug, two hugs at the same time, hugging a college shorty, like... At one point, it all just becomes like one big hug. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Yeah, it's like choosing favorites between your friends. It's like you can't ask me to do that. No.
Yeah, it's like, is my favorite. Like one big
hug. Thank you.
Wow, Zen. Okay, I see.
Why are you simping for Jubs?
Shut up.
He hasn't even said anything. All
you're not yet. Even valid, Luna. Come on.
No.
What makes a good hug?
Oh gosh, I made a video about this. So
no, not giving, but receiving.
Oh, receiving. Yeah. Well, like I said, if the shorty's not valid, then I'm not going to want to hug her. So she has to be valid. And then I like when they go for the neck hugs because then I can put my arms around their waist. And then just, I need a nice long hug. You know what I mean? Like 5 seconds at least.
Like so I can get like a hug.
Yeah, like a nice like head shake in there from me while I'm hugging them.
Mm. You ever like pat them on the back when you hug?
Yeah, I give them a quick pat on the back. But that's mainly for my boys though.
Oh, got you.
Have you ever considered, like, dancing with a shawty at the function? Just, like, you know, just, like, tangoing?
Oh, yeah.
Jiggy with it.
I take lots of shawties to the dance floor, and we always get jiggy at the function. That's, like, the best part. If I ever see, like, a shawty, like, sitting in the corner, and she's like, oh, I don't want to get jiggy, I tell her to leave the function, because that's just not lit.
Bro, like, imagine, like, if you're a shawty at the Huncho Nick function, and just, like, you don't want to get jiggy. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, like, what are you even coming for? Like, you might as well just stay home.
Yeah, when you play that Pop Smoke at the function, you gotta get jiggy there.
Yeah, because then I hit one, baby, welcome to the party, and then we all get lit.
All right, I think it's time we change the pace here, and we actually talk to the real Nick behind the honcho. Was that good? I winged that. So I actually have a few questions, like, actually for you. When it comes to the idea of the channel, like, what was the thought process going on? I know you did workout videos before. You did, like, these function things. But, like, how do you create this character? Was it just, like, natural? Was it, like, a experience that you had?
So, last summer when there was the quarantine and all that COVID stuff, my dad, I couldn't get a haircut. So, my dad took me to his barber. Keep in mind, my dad has no hair. So... I go to this guy, and I get the worst haircut of my life. And, like, I was like, bro, like, I can't do this. Like, so I was like, I have to wear a hat all the time. Yeah. So the pink hat that I wear in my videos, my friend, well, you know Trevor Baker in the comment section that I always have?
Yeah, that dude. Yeah.
He's, like, my best friend. And he was like, bro, like, you should make videos of you, like, clowning with your haircut and, like, see if people, like, make fun of you. And I was like, all right, like, I have nothing to lose. Like, it's quarantine. Like, I'm not going to see anyone from school. Like, if people make fun of me, like, that's kind of what I'm going for. So I post this video of me, like, like my haircut. I post a couple of videos, and like it was like people were actually commenting, and I was like, whoa, like what the hell? That's so weird. So then eventually like I started making lacrosse videos too, because I saw like this guy Jay Wedded on TikTok. I don't know if you know him.
I think I've seen his videos.
Yeah, he fell off a little bit, but he used to make lacrosse videos, and I did the same thing. I didn't copy him, but I just made like lacrosse videos because I like playing lacrosse.
Like you actually play it?
Yeah. I haven't played in a little bit, but like, you know, I used to play, so I have all my stuff. So I was like, all right, this is pretty easy. And then I transitioned over to workout videos, but then like I plateaued for a while and I stopped making videos. I was really on and off. I just stopped making them, like, and it wasn't even enjoyable videos. Like, so I just stopped. And then when summer rolled back around, I started making videos, and somehow I ended up making videos about functions. And now people just love them.
Was it just like a natural progression where you just were just like, I want to talk about a function one time and like play this character, and then all of a sudden it just snowballed into this thing? Or was it just like immediately you were just like, I'm gonna start calling girls shawties and talk about alcoholic beverages and all that? Like, was that just...
Well, the thing about that is like, my friends and I have like the stupidest like jokes, and like I talk in like a stupid voice. I'd be like, hey, what's up, shawty? Like stupid stuff like that. So like I guess like I moved like my friend and I's like jokes like into like TikTok, and I got the alcoholic beverages from the community guidelines. Like, oh, you can't talk about alcoholic beverages, like tobacco. So I just started clowning like the guidelines, like and like saying like, oh, drink water, because like TikTok is funny, because like if I say like, oh, vaping's for losers, you're gonna get thousands of people in your comments saying who vape that are like, yeah, bro, like you're a loser, like shut up, like,
yeah,
people are, like, obliged to comment.
Yeah, they're like, they get so personally attacked because you're like,
vaping's for losers.
Yeah, exactly.
I think one of the first videos I saw of yours was like, here's how I see someone vape at a function. They're like, dude, I thought you were my friend, but I guess you're just a loser. And I was like, this guy's hilarious. Like, I thought you were a character. I really didn't know, because you were doing it for so long. So I was like, this guy, if he's a character, he's trolling everybody, including me, because I genuinely believed for a bit, like, you were actually like this.
Mm-hmm.
And what made it so funny was, I think the reason why I find your character so funny is that, like, the thing you portray, like, shirtless and the backwards hat and glasses, that is literally my dorm mate from my freshman year of college. He was actually my dorm mate. I feel like if you have a brother, I feel like that's him.
I wish. Like,
oh my God.
The funniest plot twist is if like I actually had a brother and that was him.
Dude, I kind of was like, if you have a brother, this, because he's not like, you know, no alcoholic beverages or anything like that. But he'd be the guy at the party who'd be like, where are all the girls at? Where are they at? And then like girls would come, and either one, we'd get kicked out because he wasn't actually invited, or two, he'd be the guy sitting in the corner with like a punch in his hand, just like drinking it. And I'd be like, bro, that's so, I don't get it, man.
He'd be like, oh, like, where's my hug at? He'd be one of those.
Yeah, exactly. He'd be that guy.
That's terrible.
Yeah, like he played lax and all that shit. So I was like, dude, this guy is just like, you are making fun of my doormate. And I remember, like, I didn't go to a bunch of parties because I always thought that they were kind of like cringe, or whatever. I'm so cool that I'm just too cool for parties. But that was a joke.
yeah.
Like, sorry. When I did, I'd get so much secondhand embarrassment from that guy, because he'd be that guy. He'd be like the where my hug at, and like I just have no self-awareness. And I just found it so funny that like there's this person who has the exact same fit and does the complete opposite, and I just found it so hilarious.
Does he actually ask where my hug at?
I feel like, I swear to God, he's done that. I'm not even kidding.
Is he the guy that shouts where the hoes at?
Yeah, he's like, where are the girls at?
And then they slide and he just posted.
Yeah, he just stands there, and it's so bad. It's so.
Did you post that one video of, it was like another TikTok? It was like when the hoes pull up for real, and it's the guy on his phone at the fucking camera.
I think I did post that. I think I'll send that here after. Oh my God, yeah, because that's literally him, and that's why I found it so funny. That's why I thought it was like a real life thing, because I know those people exist.
Yeah, I'll find it.
So I talked to you about this before, but like the idea that you have fans. I want to ask you, like, how crazy of an idea is that? like that people like me, you know, send your videos to other people and like mention them as jokes and all that stuff, like how it's becoming a public thing more rather than a like just a private, you know, funny TikTok account.
Yeah, it's crazy because like I've tried like YouTube videos, like making stupid videos and like streaming, but you know those always like die out, and like it's obviously like every kid's dream to be like, oh, like I like to make videos and like I wish I could just make videos and all that. And like now that like I have like 160 whatever thousand people who like enjoy my videos, obviously like not every single person like will watch them because that's just impossible.
Yeah,
but having like any person who like goes on TikTok and like, oh, like let's see if like Huncho posts, like we'll send some like to the group chat, like that is crazy to me. Cause like I even though like I make my own videos, I still do the same thing to like certain creators. And like, it's just, it's so funny that I have like people who actually support my videos and like think I'm actually like funny and like all that stuff. I love doing that stuff though.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. It's so weird. I know that, it's like a, when you do it and then all of a sudden people are doing it to you, it feels like a, it's kind of weird that you're the guy, right? You're that guy.
Yeah. Even like my friends have been sending me videos, like it's like, no mom, it's like some guy made a video and it was in quotes.
Just about to post right here.
Yes, that one right there.
Wait, is this like,
bro?
Oh, this is like the Venom meme where they do the Nelk poses, right? Yeah. But is it, but
like,
you?
It was me. And like that video got like 800 something thousand views, and I commented and I wanted to duet it, but I can't post until like the 13th.
No.
No, so I feel bad, and I can't comment either.
What?
So
I
know.
Crossover of a lifetime.
That's fucking hilarious. Oh my god.
Bro, it was like, no mom, I don't hug valid choice that functions, and then it was me. And I've seen like, I've seen a couple of those, and even like some guy's like standing there talking to his friend. He's like, oh, he's like, yo, what do you do if the choice aren't valid? He's like, if the valid choice aren't there, I'm not going. And the video just ends. But like, I've seen so many people like talk about like valid choice and functions on like my friend's For You page. Like they send them to me. And I'm like, bro, like, that's so crazy. And it's even, like, stupider because I just can't do anything about it. Like, I can't, like, say thank you or, like, duet the videos. But, like, it's so annoying.
Oh, that's crazy. Actually, I really found it crazy how receptive you were, because I will be completely honest. It took a lot of fucking digging to find your YouTube channel. We sound like stalkers, but yeah, I think we looked
like a stalker.
So me and Pretzel, and I wish Pretzel was here so he can explain it more because he's the one who really found it. We were just, like, I think I commented on one of your TikToks, or I think I may have commented on one of your stories or something like that. And I'm like, yo, I want to invite you to the Among Us podcast. And then Pretzel's like, he'll never see that. So we looked up Huncho Nick on YouTube, and then that video came up. It was like Huncho Nick, more like Huncho Thick or whatever.
Wow. It's, yeah, I know. Wow.
Yeah, it's more like the interview with you. And then you commented on that video. I thought that you were the guy. I thought you were the guy, the YouTube guy with the dog head. And I'm like, this has got to be him. Like, no way, it's not. But then I saw that you commented. You're like, I'm Huncho Nick. And I'm like, holy shit. Is this actually him? So I think I commented there. And I'm like, I went on your channel and I commented. I'm like, bro, please answer me.
Bro, that is crazy.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. I remember, I think I sent a TikTok, because you know me, I send the TikToks of you. I send the Huncho Nick TikToks. Uh-huh. And then Pretzel's like, you should invite him to the Among Us podcast. I'm like, if I get this, I will fucking freak out because that's hilarious. And look where we are now.
You did freak out, to be fair.
I did. When you sent me that picture calling me valid, I'm like, bro, no fucking way. It's a real
fucking... Bro, that's wild that you did like all that. Like, bro, that's crazy.
Right? It sounds weird, right? But like...
That's just good work. I'm not even lying.
Yeah, like we were in a group chat. We were fucking around, and like, I think I was playing the power washing game. I think we were playing that power washing game. We were talking about your TikTok because I think we were talking about if it was real or not. And you know, now we know. But sorry, I need to sip.
That is crazy.
I need to sip my non-alcoholic beverage. I'd like to ask you too. So the whole character of Huncho Nick is very, in my opinion, it's very creative. Like the way you describe shotties, and you always do like little bits where you have the lamp post or the tiki torch, and you like use it as a prop and use it as like a shotty, and you hug it and all that. I just want to think, like, I know that most of your content is like replying to questions. How do you like try to fit the response of that question into the character that is Huncho Nick?
It's just like, like you said, I get like almost all, like when I first started, like I had to use my own ideas, but like now, like people like comment all the time, like, oh, like what do I do if this shawty's doing this, or what do I do if the function's not lit, like all that. Like I get all my ideas from the comments, because one, it makes people want to comment more if they see me replying to other people's comments in a video. Like, oh, imagine he replied to my video or my comment with a video. So like it helps. Like, I don't know. Yeah. The ideas that people give me are like good all the time. Like some ideas I would just never think of, but like since people comment them, like it's like so easy to like get good ideas from people, because like it, like the character is like replying to your question with like stupid advice that like kind of makes sense. Like when someone's like, oh, what do I do if I see an alcoholic beverage? Like I reply in the stupidest way, but then I get comments that are like, wait, like that advice, like it's stupid, but it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for like the character.
Yeah,
that's crazy, honestly. Is this another one?
This is what we were talking about before. When the real.
Yeah, like they're like, where the girls at? And they just sit there with their drink, and it's crazy.
Yo, edit these in.
I'll add it in. I'll add it into the thing. But yeah, I find that I find that sort of content to just be so like great, because not only is it super easy for you to make and like it just fits in so well, but it's like a never-ending cycle, because you make entertaining content with their replies, and then they ask more because they A, want to be noticed, and B, like, you know, they may want to know an answer when it comes to that. And I think it's so cool how you've managed to have this cycle of like someone asks you a question, you make content, and then more people ask you questions. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I love it. And back to your one quick thing with the tiki torches. I got like 3 tiki torches in my backyard, and like, my friends come to my house and they're like, yo, like, which one's the valid shorty? I'm like, well, some days I use this one, but if I need 2 hugs, I'll pull these 2 aside. That's just so funny.
I thought you just had 1. I thought.
Nah, bro, I got 3. And so, I haven't hugged 3 shorties yet. So, like, you know, I got to keep it on the low.
Oh, of course, of course. What was that, Luna?
Why did you decide to use the tiki torches? Was it the first thing you saw?
Yeah, like, I just feel like it was like what I would do first. Like, I would just sit in the chair and like stare off to like off the screen. But like, I feel like that's like not engaging enough. So like, I started standing up with a tiki torch and talking to it, and they're like, and then people are like, yo, imagine like his neighbor like watching him right now, or they're like, bro, like you're sitting here talking to a tiki torch, like what are you doing? Like it's just something that looks even more stupid than me just like sitting there like talking to like nothing. Like talking to a tiki torch like just makes me look so dumb, but like people love it.
Have you ever been caught like by a neighbor's relative?
Caught in the crimes.
Nah, but like my mom has like walked in the backyard while I'm recording stuff, and I just like stopped the video. It's so like weirdly like embarrassing. Even like my mom knows my TikTok. Like it's like weirdly embarrassing when I look up to my window and like my sister's just like standing there like watching me. And I'm like, bro, come on, like I cannot do this while you watch me.
No, I get that.
I get that entirely.
Yeah, oh, that makes so much sense.
The character, I can't do it while they watch me, and then I have to like take like a 5-minute break because like I have to like get like the voice back. Because like it's so like I see them and I snap right back into reality. I'm like, all right, I can't be acting like this right now.
Like motherfucker, dude, like
yeah,
vibes.
Yeah, like or like I'll be like recording and like I'll like everything I say is like off the top of my head, like random. So like whenever I'm like saying something good and I mess up, I'm like, damn. And I just stop the recording. And I'm like, bro, come on. I just record right away again.
All right. That makes sense. That makes sense. I just find that hilarious. Cause like I have had like recording sessions where like my family walks into my room, whatever. I'm like, motherfucker. And then, you know, it's so hard.
You're not doing it anymore. You're just like, okay.
And, I was wondering, I'm like, yeah, like your parents, they know about your TikTok, I guess you said that. Yeah. So at least it's something like good, right? At least you're not like promoting fucking, you know, banging woman.
Yeah, nah, just a couple of hugs, a couple of waters.
Hugging shoddies.
Did they talk to you about it?
Who?
Your parents, like at the dinner table or something.
Oh, yeah. Are they embarrassed?
Like, I need TikToks.
No, like, my dad thinks it's so funny. And it's funny because he's like, oh, if I had TikTok in my day, I'd be just as funny. And I'm like, yeah, probably, bro. But, like, you know, I let him believe what he wants. you know, sometimes I'll be, like, in my room, and, like, my mom, like, always has her phone on full volume for whatever reason. And I just hear my voice in the living room. And I just hear her laughing. And I'm like, bruh, come on. And like, I like low key get a little embarrassed, but like, she's still, like, laughing so much. And I hear my voice. I'm like, all right, like, whatever. Like, she thinks it's clown.
I can never listen to myself. Catch me, like,
I know, it's so annoying.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, that's so cool that your parents are like supportive of you.
Yeah, I mean, like, cause it's not something that I'm like, oh, I'm dropping out of school to make TikTok. Like, they just think it's something like clown on the side.
Yeah, of course.
And like, even like, their like friends have like recognized it. Like at my graduation, like my two like friends' dads, they're like, yeah, like that stuff is so funny. And like, I like went to like my friend's house, and his dad was like, he was like clowning me. He's like, oh, what an honor to be in your like in like your presence because you make TikTok. And I was like, all right, bro, come on, like, stop clowning me.
Yeah. Okay. So. Like, when you were at that graduation party and, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, where are you going to college? What are you going to do with the rest of your life? Instead of that, where the awkward conversation is kind of like, oh, you're TikTok. Oh, you're famous on TikTok. Was that, like, the main focus?
They get there, like, which flagpole or which tiki torch is your shawty? And I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, I mean, please be normal for a little bit.
That must suck. Yeah, like people just clown on you because you garnered this following by like being a meme.
It's funny though because like I'm not like actually like getting clowned. Like
yeah,
it's the character. I think it's funny. So like it's chill. Like if I was actually like that weird, then like I'd be like, man, this sucks.
Do you have grandparents that you like had to explain it to as well that are more on the outer circle of it?
Now my grandparents don't know what's up. They just I just let them rock.
You should tell them one day. You should be like, yo, I'm famous, actually.
They'd probably be so confused.
They'd be like, this is what I do.
Like, they'd be like, that's not you. I'd be like,
yeah. You'd just be talking normally, and there's just this guy with like, here's how you have a lit function just on his side.
Yeah, they'll be like, I don't get it. I'll just be like, all right, man, never mind.
That'd be so funny. Oh my God. That should be a video. Like, I show my grandparents my take, like a YouTube video.
That'd be so funny.
So you talked about how you changed your format from like sitting down and like just talking off camera to standing up and all that. And one of the most, this is such a terrible question, but one of the most noticeable things, at least in my opinion, is that sometime you started scratching your ass in the beginning of the intro. And I'm just like, why?
Bro, so like I was like, how can I get like more people to like comment or like watch? And like I think like the most important part of a TikTok is like the first 3 seconds, because if you can get someone for the first 3 seconds, they'll watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
so my friend was like, bro, like, because like back to the Jay Weta guy, like he used to like scratch his ass, and we'd be like, bro, like why is he doing this? Like he must be joking. I was like, I thought he was a character, but he's normal. And like, he scratches it. And I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing? And my friend was like, bro, like, you should like scratch your ass in like the beginning of the video to like make people watch more. And I was like, all right, like, I'll try it, but like, I don't think it's gonna be that crazy. And like, I don't want to do it every time because then it's obvious that I'm clowning.
Yeah.
But like, I like scratch my ass, or like, I'll put my hand to like the back. And then like, half the comments are like, yo, like, why'd you do that? Or like someone's like, you know, you can like re-record the intro, or someone's like, yo, like, like, bro, like, you good? Like, are you mad itchy or something? And then like, people just comment, and like, it works. And like, they just think I'm like joking all the time. So like it fits in perfectly.
That's incredible. Yeah. Cause one of the main tells, I guess, is when you started, like, I guess I scrolled up 3 times and you just kept doing it. I'm like, okay, this is definitely fucking intentional, like character or not. He's doing this on fucking purpose. So it was all calculated.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's so fucking funny. You're a genius.
Will you ever scream like a monkey for your video?
What happened?
What is wrong with you?
What's that question?
That's a great question. No, would you ever monkey scream? Would you ever scream like a monkey, Huncho? That's actually a great question.
How do monkeys scream?
Like, ooh, ah, ah.
I mean, yeah, if the shawty's are digging it, then you know I gotta do what I gotta do.
When the shawty's asking to do the monkey.
The shawty mating call.
Yeah, that's how I pull some shawties over.
It's your maiden call.
What's up, shawties? Oh, woo, woo, woo.
That would be fun.
Like, hunch the whole.
Here's how to impress the shawties at a function.
I'm screaming.
That would be fucking, that would be incredible. Oh my god, please.
Bro.
Please.
That would be like a rejected Huncho video where it's like, it reveals the bit too much, but it's something you post on like
all yeah, I can't act too stupid because then people will be like, all right. Like,
yeah, bro. You can post on like Huncho Nick Live, you know, for the real fans.
Huncho
Nick Live.
The real ones.
YouTube. Just for the real ones.
Dude, oh my god, that'd be so good.
How did you how'd you find that TikTok? Are you like on like the Instagram or Snap?
I follow you on Instagram.
Word. Yeah, yeah. No, that's just
yeah, I told gosh. You I didn't I told you I didn't how I do. I just don't like sharing my personal info.
Oh yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you posted a story or something. I'm like, I gotta follow this. I mean, it's Huncho Nick.
Like like TikTok is like so weird because like I have like 160 something on my main, but like I got like 200 on like my second one, even though I've been like posting it. Well, also because I can't really like post on my real TikTok saying follow this account. If I did, I'd get more. Like it just goes to show like TikTok is like so different than like other platforms because like even though people follow you, like they follow so many other people and like they don't like keep up with like your videos as much. Like I'm sure if you subscribe to someone on YouTube, like you watch their videos like all the time. Like you subscribe to a few people, like you watch a few people. TikTok is just so different.
I'm thinking about the TikTok versus YouTuber fight, how those people, like, what's his name, Just Maiko or whatever, he had like 50 million followers. I've never heard of him in my life.
Exactly. That's why TikTok is so weird.
Yeah, it's such like a volatile platform. It's like, you can have you get this big ass number on TikTok and just nobody will actually care about you.
Yeah, I feel like the retention isn't there for the amount of time that they like see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like TikTok is if you have other questions, like we can get into this after like how I think like TikTok is kind of like ran somewhat poorly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's why I think people like Papa Gut and like Joe Bartolozzi and Party Shark, I think they've got that like figured out. They're like they really advertise their other platforms a lot. I think they have the right idea. Like TikTok's a starting ground for like bigger and better things. If you want to like go into content creation, that is.
Yeah, I'm like I love making stuff, so like that's what I have to start doing. Like that's why like I got nervous. Like whenever I can post again, I'm gonna like start promoting like my other platforms because like, but like TikTok just bans people randomly.
Yeah.
For no reason, like you cannot contact anybody to like help you, like. If you get banned, bro, like you can submit an appeal, and 99% chance they're just not gonna do anything about it.
That's crazy. I can't believe they do that.
It's like I feel like they just don't really care about the creators.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. Money, bro. The thing is, and yeah, like, it's like you go. You go.
I'm not even on like the creator fund or like anything like that. Like I'm not making money off. I make videos just for fun, and like still like sometimes like. Like I was like talking to like people in like this little group chat real quick, and like I was like, yeah, like I got 100K, and like they started cracking down on me more, like my videos, and like I was like, I was never not able to post, but like now I'm not able to for a little bit. And then someone's like, yeah, like not to be like an asshole, but like 100K is not even like that much, and they're already on you.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, bro,
that's insane. I remember like Wiley Squires got banned. You know that guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got banned like randomly. And then again, Papa Gut got banned. Right, it's so weird. It's just like,
you ever heard of, like, Drip Boy? You know that guy?
Oh God, what? He's the kid with the hot dog costume.
Yeah,
bro, yeah, and he's gotten banned twice.
Bro, one of the nicest guys I've ever talked to. So genuine, and like he was the one who hit me up, and he like showed me like when you go to follow my TikTok, it's like this. Are you sure you want to follow this account? It's being reported for like multiple guideline violations. Like when you go to follow me, that's what it says.
Really?
And he was like, bro, like what's good with your account? And I was like, dude, I don't know. And he's like, I think people like spam reporting you. That's and I was like, bro, are you serious? And then he's so nice, bro, like the nicest guy. And then I was like, bro, like why did you get banned? And he's like, bro, like I was banned for too many guideline violations, and I've never had a community guideline violation in my life.
That's crazy. I feel like people just spam report at you just for no reason. I feel like there's an issue with that. It's like a rabbit hole.
Yeah, dude, I looked it up on, like, YouTube and Safari, yesterday, and I was, like, TikTok, like, spam report bot, and, like, it's real.
Oh, my God.
I was, like, dude, like, are you serious? Like, people could just, like, get you banned.
Yeah, and this is, like, a bigger issue, because I know, like, that what's his name, Coldstone guy, DJ LeMay. I think he's gotten banned from posting too.
Yeah, I know,
he's,
man.
He's the most unproblematic dude ever. It's like, how do you do that?
I don't know. And like, it, to make matters worse, like, this wouldn't be such a big deal, like, if TikTok, like, had people that you can contact. Like, even, like, Twitch has, like, representatives that, like, you can talk to.
Like, once you hit 100K or something.
Is this system actually worse than YouTube?
I think so. I remember I had a video when I was a really small, like, 100 followers or something on my TikTok. And it was this girl. No, I'll do the one. I'll do a later one. So, you know that one? That one's actually, I won't do that because it's fuck. Okay, so that one's offensive, so I can't do that one. So I'll do the one. It was like this girl, and she was like, she's like a little kid, and she was like sexualizing herself and all that shit. And and I made a duet, and I was the annoying orange. That's my bit. And I just like looked at it, and I'm like, hey Apple, you see this cringe? And that was it. That was my entire thing. And it got like, for me, it got like 10k views in the first few hours. I'm like, holy shit, this is actually doing pretty well. And then got taken down, and the original video was still up. I'm like, how did they let that up? Yeah, I'm like, how did they let that up?
Do not know. Yeah. I don't know.
And then the other one, I guess, it was like sing if this rapper is better than Kendrick Lamar. And then the song was that one song. It's like, I hate. And it's that one. And I was doing, I'm like, okay, I'll duet it. And then I just sat there. And I'm like, oh, I get it. I get the joke. That was it. I'm like, I get the joke now. And that got taken down, and the original's still up. I'm like, I don't, like, what did I do?
Dude, I have no, it's so just, like, they're, it's like, fucked, systems bro. Are pretty off. And, like, people in, like, my this little group chat, like, they're every day, like, we're just like, bro, like, I hope, like, someone else buys TikTok or, like, they, like, get it together or something. Because, like, it's really hard, like.
Yeah.
I just like doing this for fun, and, like, it's hard.
No, yeah, it's crazy. Imagine trying to do this for, like, money.
Yeah, like, people who, like, depend on this, it's just, like...
It's such a volatile platform.
Yeah, I don't know. Because so many people can use it.
All right, and I got one more real question for you, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you for being here for so long, by the way. I didn't expect it to go this long.
No, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, this is awesome. So you've mentioned in your things before... your TikToks, like what songs you play at the functions, right? Like, you know, Lil Baby, you know, and all that. I'm just curious, like, is that your actual music taste, or like, do you actually have like some different kinds of songs, artists you like?
Well, those TikToks, like, I definitely like clown them. Like, I put like a Dusty Lil Kane song and put Pop Smoke, or like it was the other way around, and someone's like, that's just not like the right artist, but like that was like the joke.
Yeah,
but, like. Obviously, like, people were like, bro, like, do you actually not get the joke? But, like, I do, like, rap songs. Like, I love rap. And then, like, if I'm actually out, like, at, like, a party or something, like, party music always, like, gets me so hyped. Like, all that stuff. So, like, the songs I play are actually the songs I like, but I just clown them.
Dude, have you ever heard that one song? It's, oh, man. It's the guy who, what's his name? I'm going to get his name. Hold on. Someone else say something while I get his name.
What's your opinion on Pitbull?
Pitbull, I love I love the song Fireball. I like Hotel Room Service. There has to be another one that I just can't think of, but his music is very good.
Well, tonight,
I
like give me everything tonight.
Definitely fire.
Yeah. All right, Sammy Adams. You know that one Sammy Adams song where he's like, I wanna go all night long.
Love that song.
Oh my god, dude, I liked that song, and then my dorm mate. Every day, every fucking day, he'd blast it. Crazy.
Ronald has a question. He said, "What would you be your
what's the ideal food?
Ideal food to eat at a function?
At a function? Well, I'll tell you some of my favorite snacks. I was eating Fritos. I was eating some Fritos before. I like Tostitos. Ooh. I like Doritos. I don't like Cheetos. Cheetos are just mad weird.
Thank you. I like
Cheetos
you.
Are just like." They're just, like, so, like, I don't know.
That's so, like, valid.
It's just, like, I don't even know what Cheetos are. They're just, like, mad cheesy and, like, just, like, puff. It's just, I don't like them. And they taste weird.
You don't like cheese?
Nah, I like cheese. Like, Cheetos are just, like, so, like, off. I don't know.
Nah, Cheetos are weird.
What about Doritos, then?
Nah, Doritos are valid because they're not, they're, like, chips. If it's a chip, it's cool. But, like, Cheetos are, like, a weird, like, not even chip. Like, It's weird.
They're like mini hot dogs with like cheese on them. It's so weird.
Oh, just not for me, bro.
Yeah, gross.
Have you brought any other people into your videos before? And if you haven't, do you plan to bring people into your videos?
So, I brought my one friend into the video because he's pretty clown too. So I brought him on, but like I didn't. It was like a while ago. We made two basketball videos. One was like a one-on-one, and one was like a shooting tutorial in basketball. And like I was like, I don't know if I should make you look just as stupid as me and like to act just as stupid, or like should you be normal? And I was like, dude, like who cares? Like just act dumb. I gave him a backwards hat, and he took his shirt off, and we were running around my street shooting basketballs, like. And he even talked like an idiot too. And then some people were like, bro, like this has to be a joke. There's no way there's two of them.
There's and two of them. Like,
yeah, they're like, bro, like they're like, I cannot tell if this is real. Like, there's no way there's two of these people. And then like, he was just a clown. And then like a month ago, like I brought like my girlfriend into a video, and I was gonna do like how different grades hug like girls at a function, and I got taken down.
No.
I was like, bro, come on. Like, and it was like a real person. Like, I thought it was like, if I brought like a real girl into a video, like people would be like, yo, like, bro, like, no way. Oh, also last year on my birthday, two of my sister's friends, my sister's like third year college, like they were like, oh, like they're like, we should make like a clown video. And I was like, whatever, like I don't care. If I bring girls into the video, like it'd probably be pretty clown. And they want to do like a dancing video. And I'm like, I'm not dancing though. So I let them just dance in front of the camera, and I just jumped around in a circle with like not a cross. I just danced in a circle, and everyone's like, "Bro, no way his advice actually works. Like, no way, like this guy actually." Works.
Bro, Hunch's pulling.
Actually, my man's balling.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I would love to make videos with, like more people. Like, that's like one cool thing. Like my first go around, like last summer, I feel like I didn't really connect with anybody. But like this time around, like I'm like meeting more people, like actually like talking and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. That Trevor guy, I know you add him in all your videos. Is he ever gonna make an appearance, or is he just like you just add him so he can get followers?
I asked him. I said so first. I said he has to reply and make his own video because he almost has 1,000 followers himself. Like his video almost has like 100,000 views.
Dude, just because of you.
Yeah, but it's so funny. He thinks it's so funny. Like people even comment on his like Instagram and stuff. Like someone called him once. Like he has his phone number in his Instagram. Someone called him. I'm like, bro, you gotta take out your phone number. Like,
that's wow, that's crazy.
But like, I asked him one time. I was like, yo, how clown would it be if like we did like a fake boxing match and I just like rocked you and like I would give him like one like fake hit or like kind of hit him and he would just fall and I'd be like, yeah, Trevor Baker, that's what you get. And he was like, bro, like he's like, I can't. Like he's kind of like. He's gonna be my roommate at college too.
Oh, so
like,
man,
we gotta keep this going. But like, I've asked him sometimes. See, sometimes he's down. Sometimes he's just like, bro, like I can't. Like it's too stupid. Cause like he's like he's stupid. He's not as stupid though. Like he's like too normal to like actually do something.
He's like embarrassed.
Yeah, he'd be like low-key embarrassed. But like, bro, I'm like, bro, like you gotta be in a video. Like, I for my prom, I was gonna like, you know how people do like prom transitions?
Yeah.
I was gonna like do a prom transition with him and be like me and like my man or something, like me and like my best friend or something. And then, like he was like, "Bro, I can't. It's too stupid."
That's so funny, dude. Oh my god! Imagine like you're like, "I'm gonna be boxing this guy," and then he's like completely normal, and then you just knock him out.
I'm just like some like special like character, and I'm like, I'm gonna beat your ass, and I'm gonna box him. And I would like make a few videos of me like training and then just rocking him.
That'd be so good.
Make workout videos, so it does make sense.
Yeah. Oh my god, wait. He shows his workouts for the function.
Yeah, make a workout video, but you have like these fake weights that are labeled like 200 pounds.
My mom said that before. My mom was like, she's like, we should buy you fake weights, and like we'll see how much you can do. And I was like, yeah, that'd be clown. But I feel like at like one point, like I'd make a few of those and be pointless because I don't know how much fake weights are. So I don't know if that'd be like.
That's true. And you're not like they're not influencer.
Terribly expensive.
Probably just a piece of plastic with a number written on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should just take like paper and then write 20 pounds on it and then just.
Well, no, that's too obvious.
Well, no, 20 pound paper. You never had it before. Paper's heavy.
Stacks of paper. Okay.
Well, I mean. No, one sheet of paper.
Taping a thing out of weight.
No, just one sheet of paper. Just a singular sheet, and you
It was like my like workout videos. I would put like a 10-pound plate on the bar. I'd be like benching like two plates or something. And someone's like, holy shit, like that's at least like 225. And then someone's like, bro, are you serious? Like, no, it's not. And they, like, people are so stupid, bro.
Dude, the people get baited so easily. It's ridiculous. TikTok comments are so toxic.
Yeah. But like, that's why, like, that's another reason TikTok is so good. Cause like, you, if you get engagement like that, like, I told him, I was like, bro, like, I was like, I'm gonna look stupid so that people comment. And then like, I'm gonna get more engagement. So like, if I see someone else comment like, yo, this guy looks mad dumb, I'll be like, that's so true. This guy looks so dumb. And then I'll comment it too. Like, everyone like, wants to, like, team up on that one person. And that's why, like, my shit worked out. Because, like, I look dumb. They're like, bro, like, you look stupid. And then someone's like, facts, you look mad dumb. And I was like, all right. Like, I was like, I'm getting what I wanted, but, like, okay. Yeah,
just keep doing it. Like, engagement's engagement, honestly.
And people share it around.
And the people shit-talking you, like, they're probably just, like, insecure kids themselves, right? Like, they're probably like
middle schoolers. They think they're cool because bullying someone.
They don't want to get outbenched by Honcho Nick.
Yeah.
Like, that would be embarrassing, bro. No cap.
You're just so valid. Like, they're just jealous.
Yeah, I'd probably steal the shorty if I do something like that.
I want to talk about... I find it so funny how that Trevor Baker guy... I find it so funny how he's embarrassed to be in any videos of yours because literally his entire comment section is just like, Honcho has better functions than you, buddy.
Yeah. Bro, it's so, even on his Instagram picture, like, he posted a picture on Instagram, at least, like, 10 comments were like, dude, bro, like, you're not invited to the function. I comment on, like, my friend's Instagram pictures, like, on, like, the Honcho account. I'm like, if it's a picture of me, like, oh, my brother's so handsome, like, you're so lucky. So I commented, I'm like, you definitely, like, made this function not lit. And then everyone just replies, they're like, facts, like, Trevor Baker, like, we hate you.
Bro, this is the funniest thing. Like, dude, he's gotta be the villain. He's gotta be the villain of the Honcho Nick universe.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling him. I say you have to be the guy who everyone hates, but I have to like rock you for a video just so it's clown.
That would be so funny. I would send that video to my group chat so quickly.
KSI.
Bro, I made like one video. But, like, everyone would comment. Like I would, like, be, like, tag someone who, like, clogs the toilet at the function, and I would tag, like, Trevor. And, like, five comments come up, like, they're like, bro, like, what did Trevor do to you? Like, why do you always violate him?
For so Trevor.
I made a video, like, addressing, like, the Trevor Baker situation, and, like, I should definitely follow up on it, though, and be like, Trevor Baker hasn't apologized yet, and if he doesn't do it, then I'm gonna fight him or something. But I can't say it'll probably get taken down.
You really should just, like, throw so much shade at Trevor Baker. That'd be so funny.
I know, I think I might.
That would be so great. You just make like this whole like plot that you just hate this guy. You're like, we're gonna have a boxing match.
Bro, if I could like set up a fake boxing match with him and like I made like five videos of me like training in quotes, like just like punching the air, like I feel like that would be like a pretty good setup.
That'd be so good. I totally like be down to have that series.
I'd pay tickets.
Like, oh my god, imagine.
It's always the episodic stuff that works the best, too, because, like, you know, wait for part two, all that stuff.
Yeah. Bro, if I could actually, like, get in, like, a ring like they did, like, I'm nowhere near as big as I have to be. Like, how, like, they did, like, the TikTok boxing match.
Yeah.
Bro, one of those, I will gladly get rocked for, like, any amount of money.
Yo, you get put on the next, like, YouTuber versus TikTok match against, like, one of these big bodybuilders.
Bro, I would actually get out. Pay me, I will gladly get rocked.
You come out with your pink hat and your glasses.
No, like, I think the funniest thing would be if, like, they actually matched me up with, like, someone my age, like, height and weight, and, like they didn't know that I was a normal kid, and they were like, bro, like, I'm about to rock this idiot, and I come out with no hat, no glasses, like, wait, like, what?
Oh, my God, and then you rock him, like, actually.
Yeah, that would be
Yeah, that would be great. Bro, that's such a good idea, honestly.
It's a good idea. It would take so much, though, to actually.
Yeah. You need to be fucking huge for
crazy amounts of.
All right. So we've been at this for an hour now. Crazy.
I'm loving it. I'm having a good time.
No, I'm completely out of questions. No, I actually have one more, though, and I'll save it for the end, but we could just keep talking, honestly, because I'm.
Weird.
Because I'm down. You know, I genuinely didn't. I didn't know that you were a real human being.
That seems to be like what a lot of people think. It's funny how people are like, to me, it's like, and my friends, like, I can't ask my friends like, oh, like, do I look like a character or a real person? And like, they cannot give me a real answer. because like they know me, so they're like, obviously the character, like we know you. Yeah. Like even like people like I was at like a basketball practice and with like, a couple of guys from like a different school, and like one of their friends came and they're like, bro, Huncho Nick, like you're a real person. And I was like, yeah, bro. And he was like, yo, no way, like that's so funny. And like people just really don't think I'm a real person. Like, and that's what I think a lot of people are on TikTok. Like you see certain people and you just cannot tell if they're joking or not.
Yeah.
That's why it's so crazy.
There was this one girl I saw on TikTok recently. She's like, I was at my aunt's funeral and my parents won't let me wear my dream hoodie, but that's my comfort hoodie. And I genuinely was like, I don't know if this is a bit.
Like, bro, like, you just cannot tell from people.
Yeah, it's like, those, oh man.
Best bits, though.
Yeah, it's
when you can't tell.
When it's so believable.
Yeah, like I just got like my most viewed video, like 3 million views, which is like pretty high.
Damn.
I was like, holy shit. And it was just like, that many people like see it and like they just cannot tell if I'm joking. Cause I'm telling you, if I like was not dressed up like that, well, actually I can't say this for sure, but like I think if I was not dressed up like that, and like I didn't have a hat or glasses, like I don't think I think I do decent, but not as good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. But like, I think it's the
part,
the outfit.
Yeah, that's like the whole thing. Cause like, at one point I was like really tired of like the Huncho character, and like I just didn't want to do it anymore because like the videos weren't fun. That's when I like got into like the working out plateaued, and I was like, man, this is not fun anymore. Like I don't want to do this, and I came out. Wait, no. I
mean,
I came out
bro.
As a normal person. Came out as a normal person, and I was like, yeah, guys. Like, I was like, Huncho was a character the whole time. Like, I still want to make videos. Like, thank you so much for like supporting me. Hopefully, you guys like still follow me. And I got mad support. And then I made videos normally, and like it was weird. Like, I couldn't like I didn't make the same videos. Like, I started making like generic like TikTok videos that I would see on the For You page and be like, damn, this video sucks. Those were my videos that I was making. I was like.
Really? I don't remember this. Do you have those up still, or?
Dude, I privated them or I deleted them.
Oh, man, like, okay.
Stuff like that. Like, like, whenever I have, like, a bad thing, like, I like to delete it and just move on and get something else going. Like, if I have a video get taken down, I, like, delete it, and I'm like, all right, on to the next video. Like, I can't sit here complaining that a video got taken down.
Yeah, because people forget, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You should do TikTok dances as the Huncho character.
I you know, even I agreed with my friend. He said you should do like the WAP as Huncho, and I was like, look, man, like, I'm a character. I still have some self dignity. Like, people see me acting stupid. All right, I look stupid. It's clown. I could not bring it to myself to do a dance like that, even as Huncho, because like, yes, it's Huncho, but it's still me, bro. Like, I'm getting called for that in the group chat.
You don't want to be shanging that thing.
I don't mean the experience that they came here for. It's like they want to see Huncho talking about his lit functions. Like if he's just doing the same TikTok dance as everyone else is doing. Yeah, it's still kind of funny, but.
Yeah. I could not bring myself to do that, though. I was like, bro. He was like, bro, trust me, it'll get so many views. I was like, dude, I can't. Like, I'll make funny videos. I'm not doing that, though. That's just so much. I'm a character, but I'm not that much of a character.
Bro, imagine. This is just completely, like, out of left field. But imagine, like, you get noticed, like, at an actual party.
I've gotten noticed, like, I've gotten noticed a couple times in public. Weirdly enough.
Wow, already? Oh, my God, that's crazy, actually.
Like,
when you get noticed. Bro, does it feel awkward?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't because the guy that like came up to me was awkward. Like I was buying shoes in the mall with my two friends, and it was a mall like a little bit further from our house, like because we needed to go somewhere else. And I was buying these shoes, and like I had a mask on, and like no hat, no glasses, like out in public with a mask on. But I also had like I don't know if you ever saw like my Not Huncho Nick account where I posted like stupid videos like my friends, and like I had like a decent amount of followers.
No,
but, like,
I don't think so.
It was just like it was Not Huncho Nick. It was a normal me, and I posted stupid videos. And like, I don't know if you followed that account, but like, I
never heard of it. I'm gonna follow it right now.
Oh no, I deleted that account too.
Oh fuck!
Because what I wanted was like, when I re-brought up the Huncho character, I deleted everything that was proof of me being a real human being on TikTok. So like, people would be like, "Yo, is he real or not?"
It's a good idea. Good idea.
Yeah, like, I didn't want people to know. But like, back to like the mall. Like, I was in the mall, no hat, no glasses, with a mask on. And this guy comes up to me, he's like, He's like, this is gonna sound really weird, but like, are you Huncho Nick? And I was like, yeah, like, I was like, that's me. And he was like, bro, no way, like, that's so clown. And like, came on, like, this guy, like, must have been like my age or like a year older, like a few inches taller than me. And he's like shaking. And I was like, and I only had like 60, 70K. I don't know, but I was like, damn, like, is he good? And he's like, yo, can we please take a picture? I was like, yeah, bro, I got you. And we just took a picture, and he's like, yeah, thanks. And it was a really awkward encounter.
Yeah.
Like, more on his end. And I was like, yeah, like, I was like, I'm like a normal person, like, chill, like, and I would like talk to him more, but he was like really nervous, like his hands were shaking. I was like, are you good?
Dude, he's a big fan.
Dude, it's actually Zenith.
It was me, actually.
Imagine it was you. You're like, yeah. Like, yeah, it was actually me, bro. I'm like shitting on you.
No, but you said you live in New York, and it's a big place, but you know, I live there too. I'm like the.
Will you let Zenith in the Huncho video?
Are you going to like a New York college?
I am. I had it in my bio for a long time, but then my sister was like, bro, like, you should low key take that out. Like, she's like, that's like low key drag, like putting that out. I was like, whatever. Cause like,
what, people were like,
yeah, like where I was going. I'll tell you guys after, obviously, cause I don't really care.
All right, cool.
But
when am I done recording?
Yeah. So, like, people would hit me up. Like, they would DM me on Instagram, like the Huncho Instagram and TikTok. They were like, yo, like, I see you're going to like blank college. Like, yo, like, what dorm are you living in? And I'm like, whoa, like, that's...
Oh, that's kind of weird, yeah.
Just, like, and he's knocking on my door, like, 1 a.m, going, yo, can we go to a function, bro? I'd be like, I can't do that. I'd be like, bro, imagine, it's, like, 12 at night, and someone's like, yo, dude, like, do you want to come to this function with me? I'd be like, bro, like, people have hit me up, and they're like, yo, like, when you get to, like, wherever, like, you trying to, like, come to a function with me and my boys? Like, water only. And it's kind of, like... It's cool, but it's also kind of freaky because, like, I don't know, like, who's hitting me up.
Yeah. I want to give you some advice. When you go to, like, the college thing, when, like, you tour around the campus, you're probably going to, like, sit in a circle at one point and, like, do an icebreaker. Do not mention your TikTok famous. Don't mention your TikTok.
I couldn't. That's even, like, my real name. Like, it's not that hard to find my real Instagram. Like, I follow it, like, on the Huncho account. Like, if you just look up Nick, like, you can find it.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care, like, that. But, like imagine, like, I'm, like, in a class, and, like, they're like, oh, like, Nick, whatever. And then someone's like, bro, no way. I'd be like, bro, I can't. Because, like, my name is not, my last name's not one that you can mix up with someone else's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be weak. I'd have to laugh, but I'd just be like, bro, come on.
Your teacher would call me, like, oh, Sir Huncho.
Imagine. I'd be like, sometimes, like, the TikTok in the real world, like, actually has to be separated. Like, sometimes, like, there's, like, just too much.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
It's cool a lot. Like, sometimes I like to just be chilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I really don't like giving out my personal details, because I'm not as big as you by any means. But, goddamn, if anyone were to know that I had a fucking anime picture online, that's it. It's over. Like, my ego's dead.
You trying to target me?
I hate you, Luna. I hate you.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Wait, but Zen, didn't you get noticed in TF2 that one time?
Yeah, that's TF2. It's not real life.
Yeah, but like, still, you got recognized that one time.
Yeah, because I'm famous.
When you got messaged by Zenith to come onto the Among Us podcast, what did you think?
I replied right away. I said, put me on. And then I actually, I told him. Well, I said, what's your Discord? And I went to add him, and he wasn't accepting any.
Oh yeah,
requests.
I turned my ads off. I was getting scammers, bro. I was getting scammers adding me all the time. I'm like, fuck this. I don't want to take ads anymore.
I go to add him, and then it's like, this person's not accepting friend requests. So I'm back to my like Fortnite YouTube video, and I was like, yo, like, you're not accepting anyone. And he was like, oh shit, my bad. What's yours? That was funny though.
That was my bad. Honestly, I was like, I commented my Discord, and I was kind of just waiting for like, I think it was 2 days or something. I'm like, oh, I guess he just doesn't care. And then I checked I had to go onto my YouTube account, which I don't really go on if I'm not uploading. And I had to click like the notification button. And then I'm like, oh shit, I got a reply. I'm like, oh.
You're like, oh shit.
So that was like that was just crazy. Good thing I checked that, honestly.
Imagine you never checked it. You'd be like, bro, this kid's an asshole.
He hates me. Huncho Nick hates me.
You're like, bro, this kid's an asshole.
What a dick.
You're an asshole.
Understand. You guys got any more questions for our boy Nick here?
I had a lot before, but I forgot a lot of them.
Oh, I have one. Do you like Among Us?
Bro, I actually liked playing the game. Like when it first came out, like I used to watch it. I'd be like, yo, like, this game is so funny. And then I was so mad that it wasn't on Xbox. So what we'd do is like our friends would hop on Xbox and like we'd just play on our phone. But like it's hard to do that because it's like you're like if it was on Xbox, it'd be easier. But like you have to be on your phone, on Xbox, like it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, play and like we did clan. We also don't have enough friends to play like a real game, so it's kinda hard. We don't really have that many friends, but you know, we made it work.
That's the perks of being a YouTuber. You just kind of have a Discord's channel and you're just like, oh, guys, let's play some Among Us whenever you wanted to.
Yeah, and then I like at one point I was trying to like tell my friends, I was like, yo, like, what if we just get on the computer? And like my friends are some cheap asses. They were like, bro, like, they're like, yo, like, if you spot me, and I'm like, I'm not buying you the game, bro. It was like $10. I'm like, bro, you can't just buy the game. I mean, like, rightfully so, it did die out for us pretty quick because you know, our friends are a little like we're mad dumb. So like we would like be playing and like someone's like moan into the mic and like you would hear them like kill someone and I'm like, bro, come on. Like you would be ruined. And like keep your mic off. Like I wanted to play, like I thought the game was mad fun. And someone would be like, they'd be like, oh, and they'd moan, I'd be like, bro, come on, like I'm trying to play for real.
All right, I think this was great, man. I'm glad you joined. It's been an honor, honestly.
I had a great time.
Yeah, I just want to end with one more question for the hunch himself, the big huncho Nick.
Yeah.
Okay, so huncho, imagine there's a valid shoddy. What would I do if I were to catch her drinking an alcoholic beverage at my function?
So if I was at a function and I saw a shawty with an alcoholic beverage, even if she's valid, I go up to her and I say, "Excuse me, young lady, we do not consume alcoholic beverages at the function. You have two options. You can either put the alcoholic beverage down, or you can take it and leave the function respectfully because we do not use those at the function. Now, goodbye."
I'm glad that your morals are bigger than your sex drive or your hug drive. Fuck.
Nobody is with my hug if you consume an alcoholic beverage.
All right. Huncho Nick, everybody, clap it up. This has been great. It's been awesome, guys. I really appreciate you coming out. I feel like this went pretty well. I think it went pretty well, and I really appreciate you coming on, man.
I thought it went very good. I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, all right. I'll thank you for listening and follow us on Spotify, subscribe to fucking click the link in the bio, press the notification bell. I don't know. Okay.
Or like bi-monthly uploads.
Yeah, for once every 6 months. All right. All right. See you guys.